Good morning, beloved. And here we are on the last day of the week, a beautiful Friday morning. And today we are in Mark chapter 3, verses 20 through 35, where members of Jesus' family become concerned about him, and certain religious leaders claim that Jesus is possessed by a demon. When Jesus' family asks to see him, he defines family in a way that extends beyond blood relations. And so, God's guiding word for us this week has been discipleship. Let's begin. Then Jesus went home. Again, such a large crowd gathered that Jesus and his disciples had no time to eat. When his family heard about it, they set out to take charge of him because people were saying, he's gone mad. And some teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem were saying, he has Beelzebub in him. It is the chief of demons who gives him the power to drive them out. So Jesus called them to him and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a country divides itself into groups which fight each other, that country will fall apart. If a family divides itself into groups which fight each other, that family will fall apart. So if Satan's kingdom divides into groups, it cannot last, but it will fall apart and come to an end. No one can break into a strong man's house and take away his belongings unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. I assure you that people can be forgiven all their sins and all the evil things they do or say. But whoever says evil things against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven because he has committed an eternal sin. Jesus said this because some people were saying he has an evil spirit in him. Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. They stood outside the house and sent in a message asking for him. A crowd was sitting around Jesus and they said to him, look, your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside and they want you. And Jesus answered, who is my mother? And who are my brothers? He looked at the people sitting around him and said, look, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does what God wants is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Today's key verse is Mark chapter 3, verse 35, where Jesus said, whoever does what God wants is my brother, my sister, and my mother. You know, it was interesting that up until Jesus had mentioned this about his relationship, what he considered his family, everybody considered family as someone that you were related to by blood. Jesus is taking it further and saying, no, there is a spiritual family, men and women who are related to each other, not by blood, but by something more eternal, more everlasting than the temporal things of this earth. But they are joined by faith. They are related by spirit. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you welcome all who seek to follow you. I seek to do your will. Thank you for inviting me to be part of your family in the kingdom of God. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, my brothers. Beloved, I can't forget my precious sisters. I hope to see you all in church on Sunday morning. But until then, I look forward to seeing you on Monday morning when we will begin with Mark chapter 5 and Jesus heals a man with evil spirits. Until then, may our Heavenly Father pour his greatest blessings out into each of our lives. God bless.